This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right, after getting matching ink with Pete Davidson, you'd think that Ariana Grande would be more careful about her tattoos. Well, you'd be wrong.
She's dumb, guys.
She just got some Japanese symbols inked on her hand. I'll show you the symbols here. They're supposed to say Seven Rings, which is the title of her song. It's on the palm of her hand, which I think would hurt a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would hurt. So
someone pointed out that doesn't say,
what's it say?
Seven Rings. That says Sichirin, which is, in fact, a small Japanese barbecue grill.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Very cool.
I love that, because that's just someone just messing with her, and I love it.
She got a tattoo on the palm of her hand that actually means small Japanese barbecue grill.
What are you looking for? Seven rings?
Yes, please.
Okay, here, let me show you what that would look like.
Oh.
Isn't it a beautiful?
It is. Yes, okay. I can't wait to put that on my body forever.
After hundreds of people pointed out the error, she eventually did admit to it in a follow-up tweet, which she has now deleted. But she said that it appears some characters got left out. She said, it hurt like F and still looks tight, though.
Man.
Someone should have put Ryan Reynolds Deadpool.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
I did it, Peru. Let me show you this.
All right.
This is a beautiful.
It says a rank I want it. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, a Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Tight. Tight and hurt a rot. But it's super tight. Rooks are tight.
And just to highlight exactly how dumb the Grande family is.
Uh-huh.
The Grande family.
The Grande family. Ariana's brother, Frankie Grande, talked that he was in a relationship with a married couple.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A thruple. He broke up with the married couple.
Oh, he did?
Oh.
He is now flying solo. He said they all remain good friends, though.
Oh, man, I'm glad they remain good friends.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. What was he going to do? I was up at night.
If I didn't have Willow yesterday, I wouldn't have been able to stop thinking about
what's up with Frankie Grande.
And the thruple? Are they friends? Are they not friends?
Oh, my God.
How's Ariana feeling?
My anxiety is off the chart.
Yeah. How's Ariana doing
all
these days?
We care about.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, is Pete okay?
He's not.
He's not. No,
he's not.
Not at all.
You know?
All right. So a lot of you may despise Ariana Grande or Frankie Grande. We got into a heated discussion about why some people seem to hate, for no reason, Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they can't tell you
why
they dislike him so much besides his hair.
Yeah, it's not for no reason.
Well,
it's just his hair.
It's his hair, it's his shirt.
Do you think if he
changed
his hair, people would like him better?
He'd have to change everything.
Well, that's his brand now.
Yeah,
he can't change his
hair. That's his brand. Yeah. He's created it, and he's got to stay with it.
But he's basically like a...
He's a prisoner of his own flamey shirt.
Times 10 affliction guy.
Yeah.
You know, in a bowling shirt with flames on it.
So who's the surprising celebrity you hate?
Anything.
You can't stand. You despise. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. So someone said to me, they sent an email saying you were talking about the Guy Fieri. And I've noticed Dave saying a couple times that he hates Danny DeVito, but Andy doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really heard why, but it just made me think about other celebrities I can't stand. He says, I can't stand Meryl Streep. Can't stand the sight of her.
She's
no idea why. She never did anything wrong to me, but I hate her stupid face.
Yeah.
Did you see The Deer Hunter?
That's a good movie.
Never seen it.
Meryl Streep's great.
Chris from Woody.
Never seen The Deer Hunter?
No.
You have to see The Deer Hunter.
Incredible. Oh, sure. Whatever.
Russian roulette scene?
You would love
it. Oh, my God.
You would love
such,
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
my dad made me watch that movie.
Yeah,
but she's an incredible actress. But I get it. Listen,
right,
I cannot fully explain my hatred of Danny DeVito.
Yeah,
like if it's kind of like the Guy Fieri, I just don't like his face and his little body.
Yeah. That's what
it
is.
Just,
I'm sorry, but you don't like things in very small packages.
Yeah, there's a short issue.
Okay, there's a short issue.
That's what
you
all
have
it is.
A
That's
problem.
All it is.
He's 5 feet tall.
I don't know what it is. There's
and
something
five
there.
Feet is. I think he's like 4'11".
You probably need therapy for it to
I'm
get
sure
over your
a lot of
the short thing.
Therapy for.
Dave's like a size queen, but instead of wieners,
exactly.
It's height.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, Dave's got to. He's got to spend some time with.
I am oddly disturbed by miniature people.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. And I feel like we need to get a room full.
Elephant, it's like the elephant and the mouse scenario. Yep. I'm 6'5". I don't know what it is, but it's been that way. I don't know if I had a bad incident with a midget as a child or something. That's what they were called then. That's what they were called then.
Yeah.
I'm just dating myself to the time.
So Danny DeVito is, he's 4'10"?
Oh, 4'10". 4'10". So like that is right on the cusp of
dwarfism.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Oh, really?
If you're under 5. I thought
it was 4-something.
What makes you a dwarf?
Mm.
Get into it. 4'10" or shorter.
4'10".
He is. Danny DeVito is a dwarf.
So what height is it that you think is like
5 and under?
Because how tall is your wife? She's short.
She's 5'2".
She just made it. I would have hated her.
Yeah. Are you small, always protecting your pockets woman. Around yeah, her and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Dave's
what are you doing down there? You trying to steal my underwear, little people?
Yeah.
Don't you take my belt? Like, I feel like there's something he's afraid they're going to do.
Now I know why Amber wears heels. She wears really tall heels. God. Now it all makes sense.
Well, destroy her ankles.
Just like, Dave, am I tall enough?
I think
get away from me, you short bitch.
I think after Dave's growth spurt, like a little person must have tied his shoes together.
Some little man
was
always like made fun of him.
Could get it out of me. But
whatever, by now, who cares, I guess. Let's just roll with it through life.
I've always despised. Like, he ruined Cheers for me when he came into Cheers.
he ruined Cheers.
Yeah, he ruined It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I stopped watching it when they brought him on.
Like, that's when it got good.
Yeah, it got real good for Frank.
It's ruined a lot of stuff for me.
Dave gives up when they bring him in.
But I can't judge. I hate inexplicably all the thicks.
Yeah, you do hate the thicks.
I'm trying to think who else I hate, but I'm sure I will.
One of the thicks died, so, but the other thing.
Yeah, Alan.
Yeah, he was fine with it.
You don't like David really Spade.
I do not like David Spade.
Yeah, you don't like David Spade.
Again.
Is he short?
He is a shorter.
But he's not. That's
but he's
not,
not why. He's not dwarf short. I just have never liked. I thought he's untalented. It didn't deserve the fame he has.
Mm. He's 5'7", so he makes it.
Yeah.
But you just don't like him.
I do not like him at all.
No. I don't know if I have anyone that I'm passionate about that I don't like.
That you're passionately hate.
It will come up.
I have people that I wish I hated. That's my thing all the time. Like, I wish I hated Brad Pitt.
I like Brad Pitt.
I wish I hated Ryan Gosling.
You like all the hot guys.
I do. Yeah. I end up finding out that they're cool.
Standoffish with like anybody that's good looking with talent that's a dude.
Oh, yeah. You're like, hey.
I'm like, right away, I like hate him.
Like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, like I hate him.
I know you do.
Yeah, I hated him for a long time.
See, that's the thing. Like, so I always, whenever like a lot of people are super into somebody, I'm always like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, that guy's a douche. And then like they, like Brad Pitt, just everything he does was cool.
Great. Yeah.
And I was like, God.
It's like Tom Cruise. Like, I should hate the guy. I know he's insane. But I love his action movies. He makes a killer action movie.
You do like his action
I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him either. He creeps me right out. And he's got a tooth that starts in the middle of his face, and he's
he really does.
Right. So, what about you? Who's this celebrity that you inexplicably hate?
I know you do
for some reason. Let's go to Kyle first. Hey, Kyle, kick us off here. Who is it?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I cannot stand Sharon Osbourne. She is one of the worst people I've ever
I don't understand why people like her. I don't hate her, but I don't understand like someone being like, oh, I love her.
Yeah,
I understand the hatred. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I understand it, too.
But I get why people don't like her.
But I don't know why people like her.
And the View or something is on, and just, you know, her accent and the red hair, everything is just like, it all, it like, builds up a burning fire inside of me, and I just want to burn.
All right, dude. Yeah. Kind of avoid daytime television then. Joe, who is it for you?
Hey, long time guys. Chrissy Teigen. Every time, whatever her name is, you don't have to say it right.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
I like it better than you didn't.
My wife and I were talking about it last night because every time I have no idea how this person ever made it on the TV. When I look at her face, and then she talks. Yeah. And yeah. it's just the worst thing. Yeah. It's like the stomach flu.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Right, I understand that one.
Just getting the hate out. I get it.
Yeah.
I do too. She's a divisive person. Really? And then again, either some people love her and she tweets every minute of her life out there and things that people, so people love that she shares stuff that most celebrities don't share. Mm-hmm. And then other people are totally turned off by that.
You know who I really hate? That mumble rapper.
Well, that's a lot of them.
I hate him.
I don't like that nine guy.
No, like I hate the mumble rapper.
I hate
whoever
as a generic person.
You just grab one, put it in front of me. Gotcha. I don't like
anybody
them.
With the weird the colored teeth, like little and the face tattoos,
little shorty.
Put him in front. I don't like
with the hoodie.
No. This guy, no. Yeah. White guy face tattoos, no.
Randy,
hate them all.
Penis
to you, sir.
Balls.
Who is it?
Orlando freaking Bloom.
What makes you hate Orlando Bloom, Randy?
Hate me some Bloom.
Orlando Bloom ruined Troy for me. He ruined it.
Oh, you know what? He was awful in that movie.
He did ruin
that.
Yeah,
that did suck. Brad Pitt tried to make it as cool as he could.
He did. Yep. And then he got the role in the Pirates of the Caribbean and ruined my life. That's everything.
I'm with you on that.
Everything. I hate Bloom too. I thought Bloom was the perfect Legolas.
Yeah.
He was the perfect guy for like a, I'm an uppity
elf.
Yeah. But then in everything else he's done, I can't stand him. Brad Pitt is like the coolest in Troy. Yeah. And the guy he fights, who I don't even know who that dude is, but he's like got a beard. He's cool as hell too. Yeah.
I knew Brad Pitt was in that movie. I had no idea Orlando
Bloom. I just
Bloom
watched
was.
It.
Orlando
the other day.
Bloom is the reason Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Don't want to spoil it for people.
Someone said I hate.
Don't want to spoil Troy.
Hate Lenny Kravitz in his stupid leather pants.
I don't care for Kravitz either.
You know what's crazy about Kravitz?
I don't hate him, but I don't care for him.
I know he's a sexual warrior and all that stuff, but at the same time, there's no part of me like intimidated by Lenny Kravitz, I think, because I think he's 5'2".
Is he?
Oh, is he tiny?
I think he's a tiny man.
I think you're right. He is short.
So,
I just don't like his songs that much.
Well, there's a couple good songs.
I like some.
He's
I
had
like
a couple songs.
Oh, he's 5'9".
Oh, okay. I
he's
thought he was 5'2". I thought I read somewhere that he was 5'2". I swear to God. I swear to God.
His wife is 5'2", Lisa Bonet, but he's 5'9". So we got into a discussion about how people hate...
How dare you?
I don't.
Guy Fieri, but really can't figure out why besides his, you know, his hair. He's actually a fairly decent human being. What about you? Who is it, the celebrity, that you inexplicably hate, Dan?
Ryan
Reynolds a dead purr.
He tried. He's a dead purr.
Oh, geez, that cracks me up, man. Jesus. We say it nonstop at work. But anyways, I can't stand Jonah Hill.
I don't like the Hill either.
What? I don't like Jonah Hill.
I don't like that Hill guy.
Really?
He's a great actor, but he's funny in like his early stuff, but every movie that he does now, it's just the same act. It's the same character over and over and over.
I agree.
Again.
Wolf of Wall Street. Like all, I don't like him. I was sat through 21 Jump Street with my kids.
Oh yeah,
he was good in Moneyball.
I saw him be a douche to somebody once.
Oh really?
Yeah, at Sundance Film Festival. He wasn't very polite to a lady.
Yeah, that makes
he
me
was so
someone.
Funny and Superbad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Superbad.
Yeah, Superbad.
Right, that's
funny.
The beginning.
But I hated him for that because everybody I had...
I understand why you hate him. Because there
people
is
say,
a...
You look like him?
20% physical resemblance.
Right.
Which
so
then
everybody's
people
like,
is like... Yeah.
I judge people that do that, by the way. If you of say course. I look like Hurley from Lost or you say I look like Jonah Hill, I don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah. Someone said, mine is Drew Barrymore. I cringe every time I see her. The worst part about her is they tried to make her into a sexy lead role. Nothing sexy about her.
But back in the day, not now. She's not doing
like when she did Charlie's Angels. She was
hot in Wayne's hot. World.
Someone said, can't stand Hugh Grant. I hate his stupid English accent and his goofy looking face.
I'm
he can go to hell in a handbasket.
I'm not a fan of him.
No, I don't like Hugh Grant either.
Nope. He's into some weird stuff too, right? Isn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he caught with the hooker?
I think it was a special.
Wasn't
it? No, it was just a black
normal?
Lady.
Okay. I thought it was a tranny.
No, it wasn't. She did not
that
have
was
a
just
penis.
Eddie Murphy?
I thought it was a tranny.
That was Eddie Murphy.
I think he got caught a couple of times. I think one Divine. Was a transsexual.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
I'm not a fan of Hugh.
I think you guys are wrong here. I don't think Hugh. I think you're thinking of Eddie Murphy because Hugh Grant was the one that
it was some prostitute.
Yeah, it was a female with all female bits. Divine Brown, I believe her name was.
Mm. Yeah, I've never cared for Hugh Grant.
I don't like Hugh Jackman, and I know that's controversial here. I know that you like roles that he's been in. He just sings and dances.
Oh,
and,
no. Hugh Jackman, he's
great in Wolverine. That's it.
I know, that's what you
okay,
like
here's
him
the thing.
In.
I don't like Hugh Jackman. I like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
I don't like Hugh Jackman.
I could make some claims about Hugh Jackman that I believe are true.
Yeah, I could too.
And because anyone who loves Broadway that much, I believe is a certain kind.
Sure.
I mean,
that's a
generalization, but
yes,
I get
which
saying.
I do. Yeah. I do generalize a lot, which isn't great. Mm. I'm not proud of myself, but
I just don't
I
like
think...
him regardless of anything. Whatever reason to.
Someone said, I effing hate Tyra Banks.
I don't like
can't
her.
Watch her for more than 3 seconds, and I want to jump out an effing window just to get away from her.
Yeah, she irritates me.
I try to avoid her as much as possible.
Yeah, I avoid her too.
I don't hate her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No. Sherry, who is it that you hate with a passion?
Vin Diesel. I hate Vin Diesel to the depths of my soul. I have never seen a Fast and Furious. He emotes nothing in his face. His voice is like his fingernails on a chalkboard. Like, unreasonable amount of hatred do I have for Vin Diesel. And I love you guys, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry.
Vin
appreciate
Diesel
it.
Is like
I think he's a horrible, horrible actor. Yeah. In fact, I took my kids on this ride at Universal Studios a couple years ago. They do like a Fast and the Furious ride. Mm. His acting in that is some of the worst acting you'll ever see in your life. And they probably paid him like $10 million just to do this one.
I could care less about him in the Fast and the Furious stuff, but I don't mind him in that Riddick stuff.
Yeah, you like that Riddick.
I don't mind that Riddick.
I can't even bring myself to watch Chronicles.
I don't mind it.
I like look at it and I'm like, Chuck likes it.
It's an odd one.
I can't, but Vin Diesel to me just seems like you injected a big toe full of steroids and that's what happens.
Which is what they did. I also believe generalization about him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Vin, that's been a talk for a while. Someone said Ray Liotta. I feel like his eyes don't match his face.
Well, he's a mess now, guys.
You know, some of his roles were
Goodfellas,
great.
Man.
Goodfellas.
I'll
yeah.
like him forever because of
Come
Goodfellas.
On.
Hannibal yeah. Lecter cut his brain
Shoeless
out.
Shoeless Joe. You know, he's Shoeless Joe.
Matt Damon.
So
this guy said, I'm from Boston. I cannot stand Matt effing Damon. Like especially when he played a whiny bitch in the Liberace movie.
I didn't see that.
I missed that.
I never watched the Liberace movie.
What movie was he just in that we loved? The space movie.
Oh,
The Martian. Mars?
The Martian. The Martian.
Yeah, the Martian.
He's literally amazing in that movie.
The Martian's a great movie.
It's it was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Anyone who can hold your attention on screen by themselves for so long.
Yes,
and also
exactly.
Like, be funny with no interaction with someone else. It's very hard. Like, a lot of funny is like an interacting thing. He's just funny talking to no one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how Tom Hanks is. That's how Tom Hanks did Castaway.
Yep.
Someone said, I can't stand DJ Khaled. All this clown ever does is shout his name out. I can't stand looking at his face. I've had that discussion on the show before because I had to listen to his music once in a car and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
I don't get it, but...
Someone said, I freaking hate Paul Rudd.
What?
I don't know why. His movies are funny. He seems genuinely nice, but my hate for him burns hotter than the sun.
Hard to hate.
Right, Paul Rudd is one of those guys.
He's real likable. I like Paul Rudd.
Like Sandra Bullock, I think, is like the female Paul Rudd. Like, incredibly likable, nice person, but there's tons of hate coming in for her.
Alex Hicks was everybody's dad. I hate him.
Yep.
Hated him.
Yes, he's...
I do hate Nicolas Cage.
You do see? I don't even hate Nick Cage. I understand I don't want to see anything he does anymore. I don't need to see any movie that he's done anymore. There was a time he was okay.
Oh, yeah.
He had a string of
weird movies, which I like weird movies.
Yeah.
I only liked him in Raising Arizona.
That was good.
Come on, Con Air.
Con Air. I didn't like it for him. I liked it for the other John Malkovich.
What was the one he was drunk
with the bunny?
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah,
that was a great one.
Keanu Reeves, F that no talent douche.
Oh, he's great.
Shut up. You shut your mouth.
Yeah, you're not in touch. You're not with friends here.
Yeah, you might as well stop listening.
These guys love Keanu.
We are in the Keanu Reeves fan club. So what about you, the celebrity that cannot stand? Adrian.
Hi, how's she going, eh? No, I always never liked Paul Walker. He was just too bland. There was nothing special about him.
R.I.P.
I just couldn't understand how he got those special roles.
Because he's a good-looking dude, or
That's it. Yeah. He was
not an amazing actor. He was just a handsome guy.
Guy that could read the lines on a page. And then he became something more because he died.
I think people should be alive when they're calling about that.
You can't speak bad of the dead.
Oh, yeah, they gotta be alive.
Come on, Alan Thicke.
You're allowed.
They can't do anything to you.
No, true.
No.
True.
They didn't hear you.
Andrew from Naples. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, how's she going, eh? No, I just wanted to reiterate, Drew Barrymore drives.
Oh, more Drew Barrymore.
Oh, wow.
So what is it that you hate about her? Like, give me one thing you can't stand about Drew Barrymore.
Her mouth, probably.
I get her list, and I don't understand why anyone finds her attractive. Like, when they did the whole Charlie's Angels things, and you had...
Cameron Diaz. And
Cameron
Diaz in there.
Cameron Diaz.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't get the Cameron Diaz. I never found her really attractive.
Back when
she first started, you didn't think...
Diaz was super hot in the mask.
What was the movie with the hair? Ben Stiller, Something About Mary.
I just thought she was okay.
Oh, me too.
I had like a pull-out poster from Rolling Stone magazine taped to the back of my door, so my mom didn't know.
I bet you did.
I had some fun times with that.
I thought she was really pretty back then. I mean, now
she's done too much to her face. She's got like cheek fillers and all sorts of stuff done.
Like, I don't think she's like an ugly person or anything, but
she's Lucy Liu was 50 times hotter.
Oh, I agree.
I just never had a thing for Cameron Diaz.
And who else was in that movie?
Demi Moore
in the bikini.
Yeah.
And she was older then, and she was much hotter than anybody.
She stole the show, really, when she walked out of the water.
Yeah.
There's a picture of the three of them from Charlie's Angels.
Was she a bad person? Yeah,
I love that movie. So stupid, but a girl movie.
Yeah. Ryan, who is it that Ryan hates with a passion?
Is it me?
It's you.
Oh my God, penis!
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 Awesome. So, I really don't hate anybody, but one person in pop culture I can't stand, and it's Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea.
Well, you don't have to worry, because she's going away, it appears. So, luckily, you'll never have to deal with her again.
Yep. Daniel? Hi, Daniel. Yeah, you're calling us. Where are you in Florida?
Balls! I'm from Balls.
Okay, you're from Balls, Florida. All right. Who do you hate?
John Cusack and his smug-faced sister.
Yeah. Dude, I'm with you.
Oh, come on.
I don't like John Cusack much.
But he hates John Cusack and his sister Joan. He hates the whole Cusack family.
I don't care for either of them. I don't like Joan as much as I like John.
I think they're both amazing actors.
Joan is an unfortunate-looking lady. Joan Cusack.
I loved her in Shameless.
Oh, she's awesome in Shameless.
She can be funnier. I like her more than John Cusack.
John Cusack was in too many movies that meant everything to me as a kid.
I could never not.
Better Off Dead and like One Crazy Summer, which is John Cusack from like the 80s.
High Fidelity is really good, but
I want my $2, man. I want my $2.
I don't like him as much in High Fidelity. I like the supporting cast.
Someone says I hate Flo from Progressive. You're proud of Flo?
She kept that stupid shtick going for...
I love that you're proud of her.
Yeah, for like 20 years, she's just getting that money.
Yeah.
Just getting that money. No talent.
Yeah, I guess, right? Someone said the guy who plays Captain America... overacting, annoying hunk of meat. So Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got hunk, right?
Yeah. I don't mind Chris Evans.
He looks good as Captain America. He can be my Captain America.
Nancy Grace. Well, we know my hatred for Nancy Grace.
That's hard to hate.
Who likes her?
Yeah. Right. That's probably... more of a question. If you like Nancy Grace, we could not be friends.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate Maggie Gyllenhaal's face.
We're just talking about their faces now.
Anne Hathaway is the worst. A lot of people do not
like
Anne Hathaway.
She's on my list. I don't like her.
Yeah, people.
She seems like a stuck-up bitch.
Yeah.
There's nothing about her.
That's how she comes across to me.
Someone hates Dave.
Yeah. I mean, who the hell is afraid of birds? I hate Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm.
We've said that. Henry Cavill looks like the prom king that never had to develop social skills. Super scum. Yeah, Kardashians. I think the world can unite there.
Yeah, those are easy.
This is one that came up before. My wife cannot stand Tom Hanks. She won't even let me watch any of his movies. We couldn't understand how you couldn't like Tom Hanks, but they're up there.
Yeah, my buddy hates Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you were saying that.
You miss so many good movies if you hate Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Dude, Tom Hanks is the best.
A lot of people... Will Ferrell has come up a ton of times in text messages.
He's polarizing for some reason.
I used to hate Will Ferrell. I used to hate him with a passion because it was the same crap over and over again. And then I fell in love with him in Step Brothers.
Oh.
And it changed everything. Now
which is still a movie I haven't seen.
It changed everything for me on the Will Ferrell.
I was like that with Andy Samberg. I did not like Andy Samberg. And I thought he was like, I didn't think he was funny.
Yeah.
And then I started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine and he's growing on me.
Yeah,
he's so funny on that show.
Yeah,
I'm the same. I never really liked the guy, but I watched that show with my kids, and it changed my opinion of him.
Mm.
It's a clever show, and he's behind a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Axl Rose, guy is super entitled. Katy Perry, I agree. Like I loved Katy Perry for her tits. I'll say that.
Oh my!
But then when you get to see more about her and hear more about her, I can't stand her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what she has to say.
Yeah, she's about as smart as a box of rocks. I've interacted with her before in the past.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I just drive her around a Warp Tour thing, and all she was doing, she was dating another dude on the tour, and she was acting like a baby. She's like, boyfriend's bus, boyfriend's bus, boyfriend's bus. I'm like, do you need me to drop you off there? Like, I don't understand what boyfriend's bus means.
Ooh.
And she just wanted me to drop her off at her boyfriend's
bus. She seems like she'd be a horrible person to date. So maybe she's with that, what's his name? We just saw Orlando Bloom again, Bloom. Right?
Yeah.
So they seem maybe they're perfect.
She's got a weird set, like choices in guys.
Yeah, she was married Russell Brand. Yeah. I like Russell Brand
too a lot, actually. But
Kirsten Dunst.
Somebody says, they did say Ariana. I thought they said, I hate Anana Grande.
Someone, a guy has texted in twice that he hates Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, no.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen. You got to love Ellen.
Wendy Williams has come up quite a bit. Well, again, she's a person that if you like her, I don't understand what's going on with you. Fran Drescher, Kid Rock, all of Nickelback. Seth Rogen.
Saw Cardi B.
Amy Schumer. A lot of Amy Schumer hate coming into.
That's an easy one, though.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I don't hate her.
I don't hate her, but
no,
I'm not a fan.
Like
I wouldn't watch anything that she's in.
Never.
I saw a stand-up one time, and I was like, what is the hype?
Yeah. I can't stand Jason Bateman. He's an incredible actor, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like him, but how do you think he is in Ozark?
He's the same character from Arrested Development in Ozark.
Oh, is he really?
He's in the Ozark situation, but it's the same.
Yeah.
It seems like
he
doesn't have... He is who he is.
He's like
Paul Rudd
that
way.
I'll tell you this right now. My hatred for the guy who I always confuse him with rubs off. The guy who's like on every TV show wants to get the job.
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell. Okay, so Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, so
we all do. Unfortunately, I believe that Jerry O'Connell and now I've just forgot his name.
Jason Bateman
are the same guy. For some reason in my brain.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I have hatred that bleeds into him, you know, because of Jerry O'Connell. It's odd.
Jason Bateman is really good at playing the character he's developed as Jason Bateman.
Yeah, like he was in Juno, right? Wasn't that just the same guy, too, sort of?
He was a little more scummy in that one. But, I mean, his character in Arrested Development and his character in Ozark, I like him.
Jason Bateman, too, I got to say. And one more here. I don't get this. This is kind of like the Tom Hanks thing. Kayla from Massachusetts, which the celebrity that you can't stand?
I was actually torn between telling you two of them, but the first one is Steve Carell, which might be controversial.
It is controversial. I don't know how
I
you don't
have to
like.
Say, I mean, I don't hate him, but no. I liked him in The Office a lot. I don't like him in his movies.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Lisa.
Okay, yeah.
A person where you'd have to like that kind of humor, because I hate his movies. I hate The Office. I feel like all his movies are pretty much the same kind of thing.
Well, if you hate The Office, yeah, I guess
that's how I love him, because I love The Office, and I thought he was incredible in that role as Michael Scott. But if you get more into that...
Ugh.
Yeah, I didn't care for 40-year-old like, virgin. I didn't care for his role in Little Miss Sunshine or whatever. Like, but in The Office, I love him.
Me too.
In that role.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. All right, we could do this for hours.
Yeah. Funny and Anchor Man, but that's the only one I like, really.
Yeah.
The Office to me is irritating nowadays for some reason.
It's on so much.
I just am like over it.
I hope
guys,
they don't bring it back.
If you knew how many times I've tried to watch The Office.
Yeah, I liked it at the time, but now I'm over it.
It jumped the shark. Like the last few seasons, I gave up on it.
I hate that one guy in The Office that's doing all these action.
Oh, John Krasinski.
Yeah,
Oh, really?
I like him.
He's good in the Jack Ryan show.
Jerry Krasinski.
Yeah, because Lisa likes. You know why? Because there's a lot of girls that like the version of him in The Office where he's like just your normal guy and he's kind of like he's Jim. And.
It's like, weird.
Now he's
action
star.
I hate him. I hate his guts.
All right. A lot of controversial stuff here and there.
Yeah.
But everyone's entitled to it.
Screw you, Jamie Krasinski.
I mean, somebody on the line hates Steve Harvey. Yeah, it breaks my heart. I love Steve Harvey.
Oh, he's on my nerves.
I love Steve Harvey. I think
he's so filled to the brim with.
But I watch
really
so much crappy
like
TV.
A lot of people, so
I don't mind him. Family Feud.
Family Feud. Yeah. I love his talk show. I love his talk show. It makes me happy when I watch a talk show.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Something I wish I did this morning, come into work wasted.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
I did not, though.
I don't know. I feel like if I got drunk before coming into work, it'd be like a whiskey buzz.
Oh, you'd be like...
I'd be like, hey, everybody.
I'd be really angry.
Just happy to be here.
Yeah. You think it'd be bad?
I do.
Yeah.
You know, usually you got a drink and it's like fun stuff is occurring.
Right.
You know, things are cool out there.
Dude, I can't drink on the air.
I think I could drink. I don't know. I think I could drink gin and tonic.
And he starts giving us a score.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't make you too crazy, Lise.
It would make
Chuck,
me...
your Lise is 60.
Yeah, it's their grading people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I need the filters in place from sobriety to do this.
Yeah, sober filters.
Yeah.
But for you, Lise, gin and tonic would be all right?
Well, you see how I get. I'm like, laugh.
You're pretty happy. Absolutely. Yeah, you're pretty happy when you got a little buzz going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I get pretty happy too.
Well,
I get like lovey.
I got a roller coaster
that
would of emotion.
That drive me right crazy.
Yeah, that would be too much.
Yeah, the whole morning of me telling everyone how much I love them.
Yeah,
that'd be too much.
Like,
I love the callers. I love you.
Like,
and
I brought something a little extra in.
I'm like, oh yeah, let's perk up. Yeah.
Well, if you didn't come in drunk, did you come into work with a hangover? If you did, you're not alone. A new survey found that 75% of employees admit to dragging themselves to work after a night of heavy drinking. And the survey also found that more men do this than women. But not the difference isn't too crazy. It's 80% of men do it, 70% of women do it.
Yeah.
By generation, more millennials come to work hungover.
Yeah.
But they're followed by baby boomers.
Jesus.
And then Gen
like
Xers.
Baby boomers still doing it, huh?
They're getting after it.
They party.
That's an alcoholic right there.
That is an alcoholic. They've been drinking for 57 years.
Yeah, you got to stop.
Those are people with problems.
Yeah.
Big problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that like drinking amongst like younger people is going down. You know?
Well, there's a lot of other choices that you can make. So.
Well, and a lot of them aren't going out. They just don't go out and drink.
Well, why go out? What was the reason to go out? So the reason to go out
was to get tail.
Was to get tail, and you know, and a side effect of that was you're hanging out with your buddies until you manage to get tail. You don't need to go out anymore.
I do know a group of you know people in their 20s and that do go out. They do, you know, they still go out. They dance and go to clubs. They do, you know,
go to those clubs. I guess, I'm usually like, at dive bars. It's just me and like old sailors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Detroit stuff happening where people go hang out.
So. You got that anchor put on.
I did. I got the tattoo.
Yeah.
The anchor.
Mm-hmm. For that reason.
Well, they made them.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
They're going to throw me overboard.
How well did these workers function with a hangover? Not very well. 46% of people who came to work hungover only pretended to do anything at all.
Yeah, busy.
Hangovers are rough.
Yeah, it sucks.
45% spent a lot of time in the bathroom. 35% took an extended lunch break. 33% took a bunch of breaks just all day long. And 20% even took a nap. The guy that I replaced years ago when I started with Chuck.
You think that was booze related?
I think it was. I think he was a partier at the time. I don't know if he is anymore. But he would come in, I believe, hungover, and he fell asleep several times on the radio.
He would fall asleep waiting to do his job. So he had to do the news once every 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So he would come into the room and go into this little back area. He had his own little sealed off area. He'd go into there, and then we would have to, there'd be like probably about 3 minutes of stuff that had to be done before it was his job. In those 3 minutes, he'd fall asleep.
Jesus.
He'd walk in, have to wait 3 minutes, he'd fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, all right, take it away, guy. And you'd hear.
Oh, my God.
And that's how I got his job.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And you'd kick the
door. My first radio job, I mean, come on, it was wild times. You know, I went out all night and came in and did the morning show.
I did the same thing.
And I wasn't drunk, but I did. I just went through it, and it was, I can't imagine.
Can I tell you? I was drunk.
You were drunk?
I was. I was drunk, drunk.
I was too. I know for sure.
Sometimes I just have, guys, show me how I got to do this. Stuff in the morning on the weekend.
Yeah. It was quite. So remember, I told you I did that show called Rock and Rise.
Yeah.
Rose and Hunter. So I was like 21, 22.
Yeah.
So we would actually go out, and my roommates were crazy, and they'd make me, because they knew I had like low tolerance, they'd make me like keep drinking and go into work.
Mm-hmm.
So the other guy would be high on cocaine.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'd be wasted.
Yeah.
I would. The tapes hell of a show. I can't imagine.
High on cocaine.
The other guy was high on cocaine.
He
was
always high. I had to stop drinking at a certain point because I had to drive there and it was not close. So I had to like.
Oh, yeah.
But I was
still
out.
Yeah.
Oh, many times I just like right at about 3:30 in the morning just got dropped off right there and then would go sleep on the couch. You know, so many radio station couches I slept upon.
Dude, me too. I've thrown up at every radio station I ever worked on.
But have you thrown up here?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're like, you kidding me? Yeah.
Especially before I got it with you guys.
Yeah. It was a wild
job
time.
Was just to mingle.
Yeah.
That's right.
You were a mingler.
But my old co-hosts, they were a little bit older than me. And I think, you know, they must have thought this chick is crazy. You know, we would think that. Like, like a co-host came in and was out all night.
Right.
Oh, my God. They're like, okay, Lisa.
I remember one time I came in here, and it was after Rock on the Range. And, like, I had gone to this concert and left from Columbus, Ohio to get here to Detroit. And it was like, I had just
enough
time.
You cut it close, right? It was like a couple minutes.
It was, it was like I had about 5 minutes before we went on the air, and I remember I sat down, and I'm like, I'm like, and I made eye contact with Lisa, and I'm like, hey, Lisa, and she's like,
hey. You got after it,
like,
huh?
You smell funny. You're like, I bet I do, don't get too close.
You smell funny.
We worked with a guy at our other radio station, and he didn't come to work drunk. He got drunk at work.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
he had a
little hidden,
drawer, pain reliever.
Contenter.
Whatever it is. We'd go in, Chuck and I would go in to read commercials, and it'd be like, whoof.
Yeah.
Like the smell of booze would hit you across the face.
Yeah.
Sick. I gave away a lot of information there. Mm-hmm.
That's way more sad.
Yeah, that's
yeah, you're right. Drinking at work. It's one thing to like have a night and then come into work.
But I think it hardens you. Like it cuts the chaff away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's only a few people that can be truly, really bombed and still do all this.
It's a hardcore thing, right?
And some people fall apart. Yeah. And I think it's weird, but in radio back in the day, that was like, well, he can't do it drunk. So forget him.
Yeah,
right, because exactly. there's a lot of fully functioning alcoholics in the radio business.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Oh my god!
This business draws like a certain type of person.
I look back
damaged souls.
Oh yeah, we're all look at us,
messed up people.
Oh, you've got to be damaged to be in radio.
Every one of my mentors, I'm sure, was an alcoholic.
Oh,
just the dudes there, like, I'm sure this guy is my hero.
Yeah,
and he's like, I hate my life and want to die.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my 23rd radio station.
I've been everywhere from Omaha to Des Moines. Just doing radio, you know.
Like, is that a noose? What is that? Why do you
have a noose? Is that a noose?
Why do you have a noose in your office? Hey, Tadpole, I found this noose in your office.
Yeah, Tadpole. I forgot about it. He was like, he's mainlining cigarettes.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right though. It's damaged people.
Yeah,
it is. For
it's
sure.
Like it's like circus freaks and damaged people. It's great.
Yeah,
I feel like working in radio is like working at like a real sketchy flea market.
Some of the, listen,
pretty much
when
right?
you're coming up, you know,
some of the people,
the smaller markets,
some of the radio people that everyone was like, that person's amazing.
Yeah.
That person is incredible. They are the heart and soul of a community. They had this most sad life you could ever imagine. So, like, I don't know what it is. Like, you either trade, like, I'm going to be Mr. This City.
Mr. Tiny Community.
Mr. Tiny Community.
Yeah.
And then you just sell your soul and you're alone forever.
Yep.
And you die horribly.
Like, I think we know some people like that.
Yes. Very much.
Yeah, the smaller markets, man, it gets wild out there.
Oh.
Things are nuts.
It is. Oh, you guys, you don't understand some of the characters I worked with in my first couple of radio jobs.
Yeah.
Like, that cocaine guy was one of the easiest going ones of the bunch.
Yeah, he was the one with it together.
Yeah.
What's your secret? Well, the cocaine.
One of these guys was like a small town radio, like the most famous guy in this small town surrounded by other small towns, right?
Yeah.
And he got hired and came in, wore these giant glasses, and honestly, I believe they gave him a forced makeover.
It was like a superpower.
He had any super.
No, his glasses.
His glasses were tremendous.
His glasses were tremendous.
The way that you described it.
When you saw them, you would have been like, no one should wear that. Like, no one. And there were girls that worked in the office, and they were told they had to give this guy
makeover
because he was small town.
So they had to take the glasses away.
They took his glasses away. They changed his hairdo.
Imagine two double pane windows with
frames, right? Yeah. Back when big sunglasses, no one would have even dreamed of wearing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had to like she's all that him.
Oh yeah, that's exactly it.
Quite a reference. Let's go to voice changing technology. Anonymous is with us. We're talking about people that come into work hungover. How you doing there?
Preparing to peg. So I used to do Jason the Juice job for 8 years at a station here in New England. And I'm not going to name any names or anything, but I used to run the floor Saturday mornings for the Best Of show, for the morning show. And so I would go out until 2 a.m., drink my face off, go home, sleep for 2 hours, and then I'd go into the station and run the board. So as you guys know, running the board means that you are literally running the station. And there were several times where I would pass out in the feedback chair that was in the station.
Been there,
so
my friend.
There was one day in particular, I passed out so hard that I ended up running the show 2 hours early into the music for the next show.
Two hours early?
Yes, 2 hours early.
That's awesome.
I still have my job. I still to this day don't know how, but yeah, no, I like you guys, many, many, many stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See you, man.
You're not a board op unless you pass out.
No. So Chuck and I,
truth. Yes.
You got to have one under your belt.
Yes. For those that don't know, like over 20 years ago, which is crazy, Chuck and I worked together on an AM talk station on the weekends.
Yes.
I was the news guy. Chuck was the board op.
Yeah.
So generally, one of us would be kind of sober.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'd be responsible for the other one. Like, yes. I'd be like, Chuck, I had a horrible night. You got to wake me up.
Make like, sure don't I'm worry, up. I got you. I didn't do anything.
And then same thing with him. He'd be like, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. I'm just going to hit play on this. I'm going to go pass out for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wake me up. Okay.
Yeah.
There was one day, though, when we both failed each other.
Yeah.
We both passed out.
We both were wasted.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
We both were still probably drunk. We both fell asleep and slept right through everything.
Yep. All the alarms, everything went off.
I was supposed to be doing the news. He was supposed to be running the board. We were sound asleep.
Yeah. Sound asleep.
In different rooms. Ended. He was in his production room. I was in the newsroom.
Yeah.
It must have been, how long were we off the air?
Well, it was at least a well, this thing's not going to sound bad because, like, it was at least a minute for the alarms to go off.
Yeah, but we had been asleep
radio,
for a long
time.
Imagine
right now, just right now, don't say anything for 5 seconds. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
People would be freaking out, right?
Yeah.
People would be freaking out. Okay, radio's this weird thing. Silence, like...
I bet we just panicked a whole bunch
of people.
Oh, my
God.
I was honestly worried we were going to set off the dead air alarm. Like, because every radio station has a dead air, the submarine is sinking alarm.
Yeah.
Dude, the same thing happened to me when I worked at a rock station in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm new and I'm trying to be like, this was in a skyscraper. This was like to me at the time, it was the echelon of like, holy Jesus Christ,
I'm a skyscraper.
I am 2 steps away from Led Zeppelin.
Exactly.
And this place was a radio station that never went off the air, and I was doing a best of their morning show board op thing, and I fell asleep, and I woke up to the strobe light in the studio.
Strobe light.
The hotline calling some guy who's probably now working at like Home Depot.
Yeah.
He's yelling at me, telling me how my career's over, and like, I didn't know if I was off the air. I could have been off the air from anywhere from 1 minute to 25 minutes.
Yeah. That's it.
You had no
idea. Don't know.
I didn't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Yeah, I don't think we got in trouble.
No, because we would have had to tell on each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of stuff back then, it was someone had to tell on you.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right.
And if you just were like, oh, yeah, we had some dead air, something screwed up, they'd be like, oh, yeah, well, stuff screws up in radio all the time.
Right.
You know? So.
That is funny.
Yeah, we would have had each other's backs.
You just cover for each other. But
yeah, you just don't tell.
No, that's it. And you hopefully just no one else notices. It was way early in the morning, so that was the one thing that saved us. Probably 8 people listening.
Right? Yeah.
So like,
oh, yeah.
Well, that's how mine was like 6 in the morning or something. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, well, that's it.
It's over.
I just might as well start doing heroin.
We did happen to freak out, by the way, our engineer, Sherry.
Did we have the dead air alarm?
Yeah.
Oh, my God! It's silence! It's silence! That's it!
What's crazy, though, is that, and I know if you've never worked in radio, you have no idea. I used to be able to, it'd be fine if I was listening to the radio and then there was some silence. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? I would have been totally fine.
The
second you, like, I don't care what I'm listening to. If silence happens, my heart sinks.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like,
if we're ever in commercial break or something and if there's ever been dead air, the whole place goes wild.
Freaks out.
Dead air. What's happening?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
It's like there's a nuclear missile incoming.
Yes. No, you know what it looks like? It looks like Situation Room stuff.
It does. Yes. They could take a photo of all of us and we'd look just like Obama when he got...
Right, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like picture of like fat radio dudes like in ties like looking at stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. At a table.
Like, yeah, just trying to figure it out.
Trying to figure it out.
What happened to the whole Depot commercial?
Oh my God, we were off the air.
Yep. There's 2 times when stuff gets real super serious in radio. It's dead air
and
free food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
You can take all of
these. They sound the same.
Yeah.
Free food!
my phone.
Everybody.
People that you don't even know work here come merge.
I've lived here for 25 years. I hate tail.
Where did you come from?
I've been here for 25 years. I work on the boilers. Yeah. I work down in the boiler room of the building. I hear tail of free pizza that might be cold.
Throw him a burger. Throw him a slice at him.
Don't touch him.
Oh, God, run. Back to my hole.
Yeah,
that's Boiler Billy. I've only heard tales of him.
Yes, yeah, it's real. The stories are true. There's a dead man down here.
Yeah, there is a dead man down there.
He killed a board up.
Yeah. He had a sandwich.
Dead air because of dead air.
He let it go for 5 seconds.
Yeah. I snapped his neck.
All the dead board ops are down in the basement.
Every one of them.
Someone said, I'm a construction worker. I did come to work so hungover that I slept it off in a port-a-john. No bull crap. I ended up sleeping in there for 6 hours.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the way that it looks after the food is gone. Just all the
crumbs. Oh, it's the saddest, thing. Well, and around
it's like the place has been torn apart. It looks like a grocery store after Armageddon.
Yes, it does.
You're so true.
There's just like a severed arm.
What the hell happened here? Yeah. And around here, it gets real bad. They're like, nobody took care of the salad the entire weekend. And it's just lettuce dressing.
Yeah.
Someone said, I work master control for an NBC affiliate. Mm. The dead silence gives me a heart attack.
Oh, yes, every time.
Oh, yeah, man. It's even
worse. My God.
It used to infiltrate my dreams real bad, like dead air dreams. And I'd just be running down a studio hallway.
That never ended,
like Stephen King style.
Someone said, have you guys ever left a mic open during commercials? I've heard that a few times.
Oh, yes, of course we have.
I don't even know what we said. I remember once it happened to the other station, and it was bad. Like, we were nervous, because we were swearing.
It was really bad, and the thing was...
It was really bad.
It was really bad.
That's real bad.
But the commercials were very loud, and we were kind of had a mic. I think it was one of the, I don't know which mic it was, but.
I don't think I ever had it.
I just have always been so foul off the air that, like, I know.
When you let it go, you know, you can't swear on the air. So, like, as soon as the mics go off, it's just MF or.
Yeah, F City.
It is F City. It is. F City is the nicest thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, does radio make the list of the top 5 industries with the most hungover workers? No.
Wow.
Probably not because enough we're, people in it.
There's not enough people left. Everything's a robot.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're the last Jedi, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
The number one industry with the most hungover workers, legal.
Oh, that makes sense. They have long hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of pressure.
Judging from the text, number two is absolutely correct. Construction. Mm-hmm. So many construction guys texted there letting us know that they were either drunk and or hungover right now.
That kind of physical work would hungover would make me. I just couldn't do it.
Those guys are different, though.
They are.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they're
a tougher breed.
They're different. They like it.
Yeah.
Transportation and warehousing.
Transportation.
Comes in third. Yeah, well, a lot of truck drivers have texted us, too.
Oh, don't.
That's terrifying.
Don't be hungover while you're driving.
Well, they're hungover.
They're hungover. Yeah. They're not drunk. Well, they probably would. They might still blow over. They might still blow over.
Yeah, they probably have a little bit of a BAC.
Marketing and advertising.
Oh, those guys.
Madmen come to
life.
Oh,
my God.
Yep.
That's number four. And hotel, food services, and hospitality. So like the bar industry, the hotel industry.
Well, that's party people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get off work. Let's throw down stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
People in like the restaurant industry definitely drink a lot. Cooks, chefs.
That was whenever I some of the most epic drunken nights were when I worked at restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Well, because there was always stuff to do, like, after everything closed for the people that worked.
Yeah, that's your time.
You know.
Let loose.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to sleep in, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a sleep in. Like, you didn't have to be to work till, you know, noon.
Yeah.
This guy says, I'm currently effed up as a soup sandwich, and I'm in control of 250,000 pounds of heavy machinery. Oh, that's no good.
Don't kill anyone today, people.
Please.
I was just dreaming about having to be to work at noon.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
How amazing would that be?
Oh, noon.
That'd be perfect.
Oh.
Because it's killing me, you guys.
Listen.
Real talk with Andy Green.
Listen, guys.
I'm going to shoot you straight. I feel it shaving just years and years right off me.
Trust me, absolutely.
I'll tell you this right now.
Happens. It's
so
hard.
That day that my alarms all failed me and I woke up.
An hour late?
It was an hour. Like, I woke up at like 6:20 or something like that, whatever time it was. You know, then I got it like almost an hour drive in. Mm. And I'll tell you, when I got here, I was like, hey, guys.
You were in a good mood.
I was like, hey.
I was surprised. Yeah. I thought you were going to be so angry.
No, I'm crying. Oh, my God. Hi. What are we doing? We're going to do a show?
An extra hour of sleep makes all the difference.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
Your body.
Pre-6 and post-6 is two different worlds.
Oh, tis. It's crazy, man.
Crazy stuff. But I know what you're saying. That was your body just being like, dude. Mm-mm.
Well, mm-mm. My brain just turned everything off.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going in.
You need sleep.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. But a lot of people are currently wasted or hungover at work right now. A lot of people are saying, surprised military is not up there. Seen some of the finest drinking athletes in my time in the Army.
Oh, I'm sure.
The military people I know, big boozers.
Oh, yeah, they throw down.
Big boozers.
Yeah, they can drink.
This person said they did it one time only. Hungover as a middle school teacher. Had to pull over twice on their way into puke.
Oh.
Have never done it again, and that was 16 years ago, they said, still teaching today.
That's crazy. My hangovers are never that bad. Like, I don't puke, you know, so
yeah,
I never get that so bad much. that I puke.
I didn't puke
until I was older.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to still be 21.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Like, the next day where you're just like...
That's so bad.
Someone says electricians are the drunkest people ever.
That's dangerous.
Terrifying. Mm-hmm. What a terrifying statement.
Well, they got a 50-50 chance.
You're going to get Guy Fieri hair. You don't watch yourself.
A lot of assembly line workers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Texting us.
Mm.
Anything that is just the same thing over and over again, you'd be tempted.
Yeah.
To have a little fun.
Yeah. Because you need a break from the monotony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's it. So if you're doing it, be careful. Don't be drunk. And if you're hungover, just hope you get through it.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I just got a truck driver still recovering from cocaine and beer night.
Yep.
Boop. Safe on the roads. Let's all be safe, people. Let's all be safe.
He's alert.
Yep. I hope.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.